on. Tell me, who is the girl?
Oh, you know that girl I was corresponding with?
Oh, yes, about the cultural subjects.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, after a while, we got on the subject of love. Naturally, on a very cultural level.
Well, what else can you do in a letter?
She is the most wonderful girl in the world.
Is she pretty?
She has such ideals and such a viewpoint on things that she's so far above all the girls you meet today, there's just no comparison.
So she's not so very pretty.
Well, don't say that.
I'm sorry. The main thing is that you like her.
Hope I will.
What do you mean? You love a girl and you don't know if you like her?
Well, it's just the question. Haven't met her yet.
What? You haven't met her yet?
No. I keep postponing it and postponing it. I'm scared. You see, this girl thinks I'm the most wonderful person in the world, and after all, the chance she might be disappointed.
Yes, there is a chance.
Yeah, on the other hand...
You might be disappointed, too.
And don't dare think about it. Parabitch, did you ever get a bonus?
Yes, once.
Yeah. You know, the boss hands you the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder how much is in it. You don't want to open it. As long as the envelope's closed, you're a millionaire.
Oh,
you keep postponing that moment, and you can't postpone it forever. I'm meeting her tonight, 8:30 in a cafe.
Right, Carnation?
Yeah. Yeah. She's using one for a bookmark and a copy of Tolstoy's Anna Karenina. I'm wearing one in my lapel. Haven't slept for days.
I'm sure she'll be beautiful.
Well, not too beautiful. No. What chance is a fellow like me?
What do you want? A homely girl?
No. No, you knock on wood for me. Just a lovely, average girl. That's all I want.
All right, guys. We tried this a year ago.
Yeah.
And it went so well that mm-hmm. it's been a year since we got yep. back to this. But we're going to try one more time, and we're going to try to go down the rabbit hole mm-hmm. of introducing ourselves to a new filmmaker.
Yes.
That we don't know much about. I mean, you guys, we're going to be doing a 5-part marathon on Ernst Lubitsch.
What?
Yes.
I thought we were talking about Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Jurassic Park for this podcast. No? Okay, I'm sorry.
I said Soderbergh, not Spielberg. No, we're going to be talking about Ernst Lubitsch, and you guys will play along. This week, we're going to be talking about his film, The Shop Around the Corner.
Oh, shit.
The Shop Around the Corner.
The Shop yes. Around the Corner.
Or as I like to call it, The Bowleg Test.
The Bowleg Test. Starring Margaret Sullivan and James Stewart.
People used from to 1940. Wear things to hold their socks up.
Yeah, garters.
Yeah. Men.
Yeah.
Grown men.
Yeah. I actually...
What a shitty time to live in.
When I was in...
I hate putting on socks now.
When I was in prep school, mm-hmm. I was in the Cub Scouts. Mm-hmm. I had to wear one of
like
those.
A Cub Scout.
I had to wear one of those.
You look survivable. It lasts a long time.
I've been in
the forest.
I've been in a tent.
Uh-huh. You'd be dead in a day. Where's Andrew? He just died. What happened? Nope, he just realized he was going to have to be here for more than a day and died. Natural causes, I guess.
Anyways, The Shop Around the Corner, 1940 film by Ernst Lubitsch. Mm-hmm. It is about, literally, a shop around the corner where these employees work and a romance that occurs over mail between the two employees there, James Stewart and Margaret Sullivan. It's 90 minutes. It's a romantic comedy, as most Lubitsch films kind of are. And
not a lot of comedy in this comedy.
Damien looks like he wants to start it off.
What? I just said a thing.
Ding, 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 ding. Let the fight begin.
Do I have to start? You're going to be disappointed. There'll be no fighting. I enjoyed this movie a lot. It just wasn't okay. Very funny. Like, it's not... There's things about it that I guess in the 40s would have been funny, but I grew up in the 2000s. I know what real jokes are. You can study in college.
Really, I didn't get that course.
Dave Attell will teach you.
Oh
God,
I'd love to sit in that class.
I would pay good money. to have Dave Attell teach me anything.
But Damien, then everybody would come out like you, and that would not be...
I don't care. That's the world I live in.
Dave Attell is so good.
He's the best. Every time I watch a new one of his specials, I'm just reminded. Like, he's like light years ahead of everybody. He's so good. So this movie, it feels like what's the best way to
like
put
a
this?
Warm blanket.
It feels like a black and white movie. Like that's it feels old timey, but in the right way. It's like there's nothing wrong with the pacing or anything. It's a fun story, however dumb. But it's a rom-com, so of course. But just watching them work in the store and like watching the nuances of all the people in the store is what fascinated me. Just watching them be just employees, just being like regular people, and watching the love interest just be terrible to this guy. But my favorite person of all is the boss. Just watching, there's a scene where he's upset at all of them because people want time off, and he's asked them to take care of the window display, and he's angry. But then a customer comes in, so he has to instantly go from being angry to helpful. And then he's angry again, and then the phone rings, and he pauses while the guy answers the phone, and then flips on again, and then something else happens, and you're like, that is perfect. That is like watching him just like him, his change throughout the movie. You just go, yeah. And what it just felt like, all of the situations felt old time, like it, like Rear Window, a movie that is like it is rooted in its time and place. It doesn't feel, but even though it's from a long ago time, it is it, like it, there's still things about the movie that it's the word I'm looking for, that you can appreciate, not the word, but sure, that is analogous to our time, is the word I'm actually looking for. And it was just like, I was worried when Andrew picked this movie because it's from a long time ago.
A lot of these movies are going to be a long time.
That's fine. And the last time we did this, it was dismal. It was an absolute train wreck.
You're talking about the marathon or the marathon? Old-time movies?
No, the marathon. Last marathon we did, Andrew picked a terrible director and we paid.
No, unfortunately,
for it.
I picked
Oh, you
director.
Picked that director? All right.
But,
and we suffered mightily
but
for
Damien,
it.
But Damien, you have to admit, before we started,
We
both were on that train.
Yeah. And we were wrong.
Yes, we were.
Right. I'm not saying that we didn't have expectations. It's just that after having that experience, I went, maybe there's a reason I haven't watched anything from these people.
Yeah.
Maybe they're terrible at this. That's not the case.
And now I've brought you into the world of old-timey movies.
So now if this is his masterpiece and we watch four terrible movies, at least I will at least have one movie that I can enjoy. Like, after watching this movie, I looked on Amazon for a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And did not find one.
Yeah. So, what was kind of funny to me about this movie is after, say, the first 5 minutes, I jokingly said something. I because it kind of felt like that movie, and I said, I get it. This is essentially You've Got Mail.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew pipes up, yeah, that's because it's the original. So,
actually, the truth is, I didn't even know that. Like, I googled it when you said it, and I found out that in You've Got Mail, the shop that she runs is called The Shop Around the Corner because of this movie.
Okay.
So they definitely, even if they don't want to call it out, like, they definitely knew they were pulling from
this
movie.
No, but when you get to the end of the movie, you realize it absolutely is You've Got Mail.
Right.
There is, right, no question.
They stole that movie.
Yeah. But this is, so
It's better than this one. Is
do
better than You've Got
do
Mail.
Do any of us like You've Got Mail? By the way,
I remember liking not it at really. The time. Yeah, but I
don't.
Watched
I know
it
I don't
then.
Like it. Not I guess really. You don't. Andrew has put it behind a haze of time
and shitty movies.
Exactly. But I don't really like
that
movie.
I keep remembering the one scene where he's talking. They're emailing, and he ends up talking about The Godfather to kind of teach her a business lesson, to be like, you need to be like The Godfather. And I thought that was funny. That's the only thing I really remember about that movie.
I don't.
You remember more of that movie than I. I just
all
remember
I remember
not kind, not
is
really
again when I jokingly said after that, oh, that old man, that's Dave Chappelle. That's all I remember really of that movie, that Dave Chappelle was in it as all like right, a
cool.
I
remember two things.
Sidekick, essentially, for Tom Hanks. But this is a good version of that movie. This movie is really...
No, this is the proper...
This is the proper movie
that they took from, and that's why that is shitty.
And I don't know if... I don't want to say this is the really good, amazing version of that movie. This is just a really nice movie to watch.
Can you imagine in the 40s, though?
Where you have
people
are
going crazy. It's like...
it's a movie.
It's like that great movie that I made us watch, that musical. What's it? Listomania? Everybody had Listomania over this movie, is what you're saying? Yes? Yes?
We're having such a good podcast.
Yeah, but this movie, it's a nice movie to sit down and just watch and just enjoy. And it doesn't need to be smart. It doesn't need to be have any... make you think. It just washes over you like a warm blanket, Andrew.
How does a warm blanket wash over you?
Clearly, you don't have the right blankets.
You should buy better blankets.
You need to buy better blankets.
Are you guys going to provide these blankets for
if
me?
If you come for them, I'm not providing any.
But yeah, this movie just it's a good watch. And you can sit down and you don't really think about anything. It has a great interplay between James Stewart and, I'm sorry, whoever the lead, the woman lead is. Margaret Sullivan. Okay. I don't know old people. All right. And it, you know, has kind of the right amount of the kind of shenanigans, the... I know who I am, but you don't know who I am, and I'm going to pretend and play around with that. That didn't work with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan for whatever reason.
Because they're using email, and email sucks.
Yeah, clearly.
They still had AOL at the time.
That's the only funny part of that movie.
I always love watching movies from the 90s and seeing how tech was then. Because it's like when I watch a movie from now, from the 40s, where this movie is from, and I see what technology they use day to day, like I think of it as being cute and just okay, like all right, they didn't have those things, so they work with. But when you see it in the 90s, where basically all of the web technology and computer consumer technology was really just kind of figuring itself out, that in that in-between stage, it just seems hysterical to me.
Or 10 years from now, we look back at this time, like,
what
you did, what would no.
And one last thing I'd say about this movie is that it ends on the best joke ever. Ever.
Pull up your socks.
Not a joke. But yeah, this movie, I enjoy it because of all of those positive things. All of those things where it's just the right tone. So I think the movie that I would put it akin to, the style of movie, has to be like the Hudsucker Proxy. With... not so much, it doesn't have the correct snap that Coens put into their dialogue, but it feel like 40s movies feel like that, where there's always somebody who is trying to get one up in the conversation, and usually it is about the audience more than it's about the character intentionally going, I'm smarter than you. But the audience, us knowing what's really happening, we're watching this movie and we're watching these characters dance around the fact that they are falling in love, right? So one person says something that's upsetting, and then they don't realize that 2 minutes from now, they're going to find out that one of them is going to find out that, yeah, she's the one I'm mailing, and you're going to feel weird about it, or you're going to kind of strong arm it to a certain extent. where you're like, oh, I'm going to make her feel horrible. No, because she's in the same cafe as me, and she can't be the one that I've been mailing. It's... Why did I just touch the mic? Will anybody get that? Does anybody even...
Well, first of all, I don't even know if you're musical enough to portray that to anybody who doesn't already know what that is about.
The three people that get it, you're welcome.
But yeah, this kind of movie is like one of my favorite kinds of movies to sit down and watch when I don't want anything too heavy, right? Instead of picking up Deadpool for the 30th time. Like, yeah. This is the kind of movie I love to watch because it just feels like it's having fun.
Makes sense. Just because all the way through. Because it's so old and they didn't do it in HD originally. There's not as much data, so it's lighter. Right?
That's easier for your brain to see. Less pixels.
Less pixels. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no surround sound. It's just two channels. My brain... that's not even a movie. It might as well be like
a cartoon. It's probably only about what? 30 megabytes max?
Right. Yeah. If that.
Yeah.
It's like a JPEG.
What I love even more is the way that shenanigans kind of occur in these kind of movies. So for example, take the gift that she wants to give to her.
That was funny.
Right? Yeah, the whole sequence of trying to get her to move away from that box that the movie starts up with.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his friend kind of team up together to kind of get her to shift to another.
I think that might be the only time that I actually laughed in that movie.
That was really good.
I want to give this to
my cousin.
My brother-in-law.
Like that.
Because it's the worst gift ever. I hate him, and it is the worst gift.
What would I think about that wallet? Mm. Oh, I would really love that wallet.
Oh, wait, let me give you an example.
You know, when you open it, I have my wife on one side.
And my beautiful daughter.
And just the way all of these things play together. But more importantly, what I find vastly interesting, because when we talk about a lot of these movies, we especially when they're movies we love, right, we slowly start to talk about technical things about the movie.
Speaking of which, when was the last time that you cheated on us?
No, I haven't been doing that for a while.
You bastard.
Anyway, okay. I thought you wanted me to be...
It's too late now.
...faithful.
Never again.
When we talk about these movies, we slowly turn to lots of technical things. But oddly enough, people always... movies made during this time... always feel like stage plays where the camera work always keeps one or two people in the frame, and you're always focused on dialogue. It's always about seeing three to two people just interact through dialogue as opposed to physical action or anything. But there are always these off moments in movies, I'd like to say the top tier of movies from this era, where they do kind of go off and have these visual moments that I love. There's a moment in this movie where the camera kind of steps away from conversation and you're tracking the girl walk from literally the desk to the window, and you see like the bustle of the store as it's filled up with people. And just something about it just came off as kind of beautiful to me. And I basically what I'm saying is, for movies of this era, which no one talks about technical, I don't want to shortchange the actual technical aspect of some of these movies. And I think this movie has it, as opposed to some others.
I'm always impressed with black and white movies, because the wardrobe situation must be just an absolute nightmare. Like, you can imagine them wearing these ridiculously brightly colored clothes so that
to get the contrast
right, so that it would come off properly. Because even though it's black and white, like, you can't see what color clothes they're wearing, but you can tell that, you know, that is a bright shirt, or that is like, it looks, this the movie just looks great. Why is my auntie calling? Hold on.
find out. Continue.
Right.
you're talking about wardrobe.
Savory conversation.
Black and white.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie, it is beautiful to look at. At the very beginning, when they were outside talking and the guy got real upset because the other guy said he didn't like the meal. Like, he's like, no, I said I had a bit too much goose liver. And he's like calling people over to arrest this guy. I'm like, this guy is a real dick. And then the other movie, like, no, that other guy. Vargas. I was upset that they never showed the wife. Mm-hmm. The owner's wife. I wanted to see her and see his reaction to her. And because it was the 40s, they didn't show him with the gun to his head. They just showed the guy running and care about the gun and also fought him. Yeah, a simpler time. Not like, no.
Where you see the blood everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then he'd survive.
Right. He would
headshot.
Right. He would accidentally shoot the guy that is trying to save him. And then have to hide the body in the back. Turn into a horror movie. Slowly murder everybody in the town. Then escape.
So this is a good start to Ernst Lubitsch.
Yeah, it's a simple, fun watch. I enjoy this movie thoroughly. It feels old-timey. In a good way. Like, the movie feels optimistic. Not like, no, we don't make movies like that anymore. We've lived long enough to know better. I don't want to see people happy. That's why we watch The Walking Dead. Watch misery for 18 seasons.
Alright, anything else you wanted to mention, Douglas, or are you good?
Not really. I mean, this is, again, just one of those. For me, it's kind of like a Sunday watch. You know, you sit down, you don't really, it's a relaxing day. What are you going to do? Oh, look at that. And you watch it and you enjoy it. So I don't really have much else to say other than what I did, which is, it's quite enjoyable.
All right. Next week along the line, we're going to be talking about the 1933 outing from Lubitsch, Design for Living.
But that's far.
With Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper?
But that is...
Is he a trooper?
That would is he too then be close a to Cooper the 30s, trooper? Back when movies were terrible. Before they learned how to make movies with stories. It was bad there. Listen, I've seen a lot of movies with 19 and 3 in there. And it's
1993?
Yeah.
That's the year, right?
Right. That year and the years with 19 and 3s in it. Jesus.
How about 2003? Is 2003 all right?
Everything in the 2000s you should forget.
2013?
I'm appealing for everything with 2000. Before the 2010s, from 99 up. So 2009, we cannot erase all of that.
Do you keep 99 just because that's the Matrix year?
Yeah. Okay. But I'd be willing to get rid of the Matrix. 99? Yeah.
Is it just that that's how many problems you have?
Mm-hmm. And that's also because I deleted Sadat X out of that common song.
Oh.